Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me?
We can hear you.
You sure? Okay. All right, this will be a quick teaching. I got last minute. You know, Pastor is very busy trying to get things together on his little witness card that God has placed available in front of him. And I got a phone call just not even an hour away. And he said, I'm stuck and I can't make it. And he needs somebody to come in. And the word says we have to be available in season and out. And I'm used to teaching in classrooms. But you know, sometimes it's hard to teach in front of your peers, your brothers and sisters that you got to deal with each and every day. Because, you know, we get comfortable seeing each other. And then, you know, oh, here we go. David got to teach us. Man, I see him all the time. He's always rebuking. But also I'm over there encouraging. But we always remember the rebuke more than we hear the encouragements and the things, the uplifting and trying to help the person on. And we always forget the beginning when we first came in, when we were the one that was hurting. And then we forget about the ones that are coming in that are hurting, and we just look at them, how we can use them and abuse them. Not by just on purpose, but how about in the things that you're doing that's not helping them to grow. The stumbling blocks, being unaccountable. When you was there, when you needed the help, now they needed you, but you're showing corruptible seeds to them or corruptible ways, and they don't even know. And I always say, if you teach them wrong, they'll never learn how to do it right. Just remember how you was the babe that came in that needed the help. Then you always remember where you came from. Because it's always like Kate said, you're just one, put it this way, one prayer away of asking God for help. I'm serious. Because we can make a wrong choice and it could cause bad things to happen. I'm a witness to that. Many choices wrong, but God is so grateful turning things around. If you are willing to take the courage and go after it, you have to be willing to do it. So as Pastor came to me and I sat down, I had a blank piece of paper like this. I said, okay, well, I'm going to teach on. And I heard, overcomers. We have to be spirit-filled to overcome. Because without the spirit, you can't overcome. Without God's spirit, you'll just go in circles and you think you're overcoming. But the next year, you'll find yourself deeper than you was before. So let's go to Ephesians 5. And let's see what the Spirit of the Lord has to express to us tonight. Because, you know, we want to be taught in love, right? So sometimes rebuke is love too, right?
Amen.
So don't get mad at me if you're getting rebuked and it's touching your heart. And nobody else knows. Because a lot of times we'll say, well, that's good for that person. But God is really speaking to the person that you're pointing to. Right back at you, you know? So Ephesians 5:18, quick and easy teaching. It's going to be quick, but it could be helpful. And verse 18, and says, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the what? The Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns. That means not coarse jesting and talking about each other and bringing corruptible lies. Because sometimes you can speak a lie, you can believe your own lies. And a lot of times you can speak a lie to yourself. And if you listen to a demon, he's already telling you lies, because the word says the devil is the father of all lies. So if it's this devil speaking to you, you're already being lied to, even if it sounds like a truth. Because two truths with a lie in between is still a lie made out of a sandwich, and you're eating a corruptible seed. So you can make it. It could sound like the truth. It could be the truth, but what's the motive and the intent behind it that makes the lie? Amen? So let's go back to verse 19. Because, you know, a lot of times we will talk to each other. I had to come to this because I see it all the time. I see brothers talking or sisters talking to each other, and it sounds good. And it sounds truth. But what they're trying to put into you is not truth. It's their feeling, how they perceive to see the situation. And they're trying to twist your imagination so that you agree with it because it came from the devil. And he's bringing the corruptible seed to the sower. So you have to be careful. And the fruit that bears with it will rotten and will grow nothing. And it will bear no good fruit. It will be rotten to the core. And it will rot the person right out. I see it all the time. I've seen it happen to me. And if I can see it happen to me, I know it can happen to someone else. Because we can be tricked easily by a lie. Just because it pleases the flesh don't mean that it's good for you. Verse 19 says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Submitting, very important. This is being filled in the Spirit. He who is joined in the Lord is one in spirit. So if you're joined in the Lord and doing things, then you're becoming one in the Spirit. That person's joined, you're joined, and you work together. You know, the word says, commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. So if you're working towards one goal with the Lord, got to be the Lord first. If the person's not with the Lord and you're doing it, and you're doing it for the Lord, and that person's not doing it for the Lord, then you have unequally yoked agendas going on. And then the purpose is not really going to come together as one. It's going to be their agenda and the Lord's agenda. And it's going to be tilted off balance. Because God can't work with ungratefulness. He can only work with gratefulness. Because the person's agenda will not sold in with God's plan. Because you're always going to be fighting for your own. And it's always going to be, you ever had a tire that just don't want to be round? But it's always flat. It's not doing its purpose. I'll enlighten you with something else for you guys. Because sometimes ladies can see it one way and us guys see it another way. How about football? Galatians 5. Next chapter, right? A chapter back, yes. Galatians 5, verse 16. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you what? You wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, haven't Pastor been talking about the law lately? Now, the works of the flesh are evidence, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred. Hatred is the big one around here. People can hate on you so quick. When you're doing good, people hate on you. You know, they condemn you for your goodness. If you're telling you, in my position, I come in the house, I have to run a discipleship house, few of them. And then, you know, I have to get a command from my authority that comes down to me. He tells me to do something. Then you come into the house and tell them to do stuff. And you have to hear the mumbling and complaining. Or if it's not according to their way, then you tell them that pastor says to do it, and then they'll mumble and complain that he don't know what he's doing. But they just got there. Or they've been there for a few months. Or they've been there for about a year. But pastor's been there doing it for how many years? About 20 years. They've been doing it for how many years? About 12 years. But now all of a sudden, you come underneath and telling us that we don't know what we're doing. But it's been doing before you even got there and operating before you got there because your agenda does not come to match up to God's will. So who's the difference, God or you? Because after you leave here, it's still going to be operating. And you'll be doing your own will still because not according to God's will. I'm just saying. You know, I just look at it. It was just like, man, here we go again. Back around the mountain with somebody else. Different faces, different spirits, doing the same old thing, doing the same old thing. Amen? Verse 20 says, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies. Jealousy is murder, right? Outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. That means there's more. Of which I tell you before, just as I also told you in time past, that those who what? Practice. That means you're doing it consistently. You didn't stop what you was doing. So that means you didn't overcome it. It means it's still overcoming you. because you're still practicing it. Such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Anybody know about that part? Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, especially the mouth.
Amen.
Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. And that happens. So that means then we have to take dominion. Don't be under the law. Walking in the Spirit, all things becomes good. If you're walking in the Spirit, all things will work out for the what? For the good. For those who what? Love the Lord and do according to his what? Oh, come on, y'all know the word, so walk it. Someone's life is more important than your own. We have to come to a place where we will overcome everything. Everything. That means even when we get offended or hurt, we have to overcome those areas so that we can what? Not be idle, but move what? Forward. Even a little step is better than none. I know. I have to overcome a lot of stuff here because I had to look in the mirror, and it don't feel good to look in the mirror. But you have to overcome you, because self gets in the way, and it stops you from getting to where you need to go. Amen? Everybody understand that? Okay, cool. Let's move on to Luke 14. Sometimes we got to overcome our children. Anybody understand that one? You parents? How about you see yourself in your child? And you say, I wonder where that come from. And then when you see, you're like, oh, hallelujah, she been watching me. Or he been watching me. So somebody have to change so they can teach the child how to change. Amen? We hate to admit it, don't we, parents? But it happens. Amen? Luke 14, verse 25 says, now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? We'll stop right there. We must have a relationship no matter what. This is my question. Does the world look at us as a disciple of Jesus? Does they see us compromising when we're out there doing our thing? Are we doing halfway Christ and doing the halfway the world? Are we standing solidly on our belief of what we believe in? Because you will be tested. They'll test you. You know how the world is. They'll test you on little things and see are you accountable of what you're doing. Then they'll say, oh, I thought you was a Christian. Because the world already know what the world's supposed to be like. And they already know what a Christian's supposed to be, because you ain't supposed to act like they. And they want to see how you're acting. Even our brother and sister, we judge each other and we see each other when we fall and say, well, I thought he was a Christian. Well, we all make mistakes, don't we? But the thing, the difference about a Christian is he repent and he turns from it. And he don't go back to what he did. He tries to keep himself far away. He makes separation from that sin. Because if he don't make separation, that sin will still keep overcoming him instead of that person overcoming it. If you're not able to finish, it's like backsliding. Anything you give the devil, he will use. That's because the word says, make no place for the devil, because he will use it. That's what he is. He's an opportunist. He waits for an opportunity to use what you give him. Okay? Let's go to John 15. Everybody okay? Amen. John 15, verse 4. The word says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears what? Much fruit. For without me, you cannot do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear what? Much fruit. So you will be my disciple. That means that if you abide in him and you're walking in his word, your actions will be his word. So everything that you do, it'll be his word that's speaking through you. It's not always mouth service. It's action. Actions speak louder than words. Because when you glorify God as you're working everything, that's what you're praising in him. That's your worship. Your worship is in your what you do. Because that's what he sees. That what he'll move upon. Because a lot of people speak on the outside and go on the inside and do dirt. Because they're man pleasers instead of God pleasers. Abide in him means you love him. That's what it means. You love him. And what you love, you protect, don't you? What you love, you protect. You bear much fruit to bring glory unto the Lord. That's what you're doing. You're bearing the fruit to give him the glory. So that everything you do, he's being glorified in. You speak, you're glorified in. How you think glorifies him. And the bad thought comes in, you bring a good thought in, right? You bring light where darkness is at. So you can push out the darkness. Because you want to protect what you speak, because sometimes we speak things we ought not to speak and don't bring glory to him. It brings shame to him. And that we, so that we protect our hearts so that the engine will work right, so that it will function, the thoughts, so the thoughts can work clearly, because we have to clear the thoughts out, because we have to protect what we think. Because then as we think, so is he. So we're thinking, next thing comes out the mouth. So when we speak in things, is it glorifying? Is it bringing him glorification? Or is it bringing him shame? Sometimes we speak things that we don't even know what we're saying. And that's where the devil comes in. Because he hides where we can't see him. Man, he's good at it, ain't he? He was a good teacher too, wasn't he? Man, let's go to Romans 12. He was a very good teacher. He was teaching us well while we was in sin, though, didn't he? Gave us all kinds of bad habits. All kinds of bad habits. And that's where we got comfortable in that sin nature. So we have to learn how to get out that sin nature and learn how to have new habits so we can walk in righteousness, not in sin. Because the flesh loves sin because it came from sin. So that's come God said we have to learn from him a new way to be a new creation in Christ. Old things have to pass. If it don't pass away, that means it's still before you. So every time a situation or circumstance come up, that old nature comes up. That's how come we have to submit it underneath us so that circumstance come, we think something new. Now you become a new creation. Now you come doing new things. Now you come and taking back ground that was stolen from you. Because if you don't do that, that old ground is still there and it's still rotten to the core. And it's not flourishing, being bountiful like it should be. Amen? Romans 12:9 says, let love be without hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Yeah. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continually steadfast in prayer. We're supposed to be first strikers. We got to get up in the morning and fight. We can't let them walls come up. I mean, they already, like Pastor said, they're already halfway up when we wake up. If you ain't praying when you're getting up and hit first striking, you go out the door. You get up, run out the door, go to work. There's more walls waiting for you. It's just establishing. And by the time you get home, you're full of it. You're fighting everyone. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody, you're accusing everybody. Why are you doing this and why are you doing that? You're manipulating. You're bringing confusion in places that don't need to be confused. You're backstabbing. You're waiting for an opportunity to hurt somebody. Don't even know you're hurting because you didn't pray yourself up so you'd be like-minded with Christ, but you're like-minded with the devil. Amen? Rejoice, and it says 13, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to what? Hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. It didn't say stab those who persecute you. It said bless them. That means if they did something wrong to you, you pray for them. You don't go back around the campus and talk about them and sow and cover the seeds so that they can fall. You pray for them. You're hoping that they would turn around. You're hoping that they turn around, because there's a scripture in the Bible that says that if they fall and you rejoice as they fall, it'll turn around to you. The Lord will turn around and can let it come right at you. So you got to be very careful. When I read that scripture, I was like, whoa. So you pray for them and just give it to God. You don't go in there and get soulish either and try to be friends with it, because it will bring you down. Because the word says to separate from a miser. That means they love misery. They bring shame. They don't bring glory. It says, bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not what? Come on. Everybody say it with me. Bless and do not what? Curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. But at the same mind towards one another, do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble, not with the pride, with the humble, those who practice humbleness. Don't dwell with those who are prideful. They will bring you down. Do not be wise in your what? Your own opinion. We should just pack up right there. Because a lot of us got our own opinion. We do. I'll tell you what I think about it. This is what we need to do. Don't know you're putting a curse upon you. You got to understand, God is slow. Just because it didn't happen don't mean that it ain't coming. See, I'll give you a testimony. I remember one time, real quick. I remember one time Pastor told me to do something. And the person was coming against me in the house, and nobody knew about this, and I got upset. I said, you know what? I'll show you. Because you didn't do what I said, thought that you was going to do. I'm leaving. Went out, and it didn't go my way. Came knocking the door 8 days later. Because God allowed the demons to come in and do what they needed to do to get me back in place quickly. And I'm grateful for it, because it happened to me quickly. It didn't last a long time in seasons. And I had a surprise welcome. But it didn't matter. I took what needed to be, humble myself, and get back home, get myself in position, and stayed there. Despite the other mistakes that happened, will not leave my post, because I know there's safety in the house of God. There's safety there. Learning. I'm trying to tell you something so you can be wise not to do. Because the word says a wise man learns from other people's mistakes, and a good man learns from his own, and a fool just keep doing it over and over and over. We don't want to be fools here, do we? We want to be wise so that we can learn what not to do. And if we have done it, not to do them again. Amen? Now the word says here in verse 18, says, if it is possible, as much as depend on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him drink. For I'm so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's an overcomer. That's how you overcome, by doing still good when evil's around you. Just perseverance. Let's go to Psalms 15. Okay, you make a mistake, repent. It's not hard to repent, is it? Pride stops you from repenting. Pride stops you from forgiving. Pride stops you from saying, I was wrong, I'm sorry. Pride stops you from doing that, because you think you're better than everybody else. But you got to understand something. We all the same in God's eyes. God sees us all the same. pastor and all of us. Because when we stand before him, he's going to judge us just the same way. He's going to have a balance scale right there. Were you willing to do whatever it took to stay with me? Not stay at Truth Ministry, stay with me. But were you willing to do whatever it takes to keep a relationship with me? Because that's what it's going to take to be in relationship with him. It's going to come through persecution, hardship. It's going to come through trials and tribulations, endurance. It's going to come through lonely nights. It's going to come through sometimes you feel like you're not going nowhere. It's going to come through some stretches. Kate did a teaching, being stuck between a rock and a hard place. It's going to come through sometimes those times when you don't know which way to go, and you're going to have to trust him. That means you have to learn to have patience through those times. Amen? Because those demons talk now. they be trying to get you all out of place when this circumstances and situation comes about. That's when they best use their ammo. Psalm 15, though, says, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He, this is how you stay in position. This is how you overcome. He who walks uprightly and works righteousness. Now, how are you going to practice righteousness? Through circumstances, through situations, through perseverance, through hurts and pain. That's when righteousness kicks in. Amen? And speaks the truth where? In his heart. You got spirit speaks truth in your heart to be able to speak truth outwardly. Because if it's not speaking truth inwardly, it's not going to come out truth outwardly. That means if a demon speaks to you inwardly, you can't speak a truth outwardly because you've been deceived. He who does not backbite with his what? Tongue. Nor does evil to his what? That means your brothers and sisters. Nor does he take up a reproach against his friends. And whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who what? Fears the Lord. He honors those who walks in righteousness. Not his own. But God's righteousness. You can't do your own righteousness in this thing. You got to be God's righteousness. That means he has to be the one that helps you to overcome. He has to. Okay? He says, he who swears to his own hurt and does not what? Change. That means you get hurt. Bam, bam, bam. Okay. I'm still here. Bam, bam, bam. Okay. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Bam, bam, bam. Okay. I'm still here. That was your best? I ain't moving. Because I'm what? I'm faithful. He who does not put out money as usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never, ever be moved. You know, one thing Pastor told me when I came in leadership, he said, Dave, you cannot be hard. You have to be flexible. Because wherever the Spirit goes, you have to follow. Because you might think that the Spirit's going this way, and he moved. And you got to know where he moved at to follow it. And it have to come against your flesh because you got so comfortable going one direction, and it was got comfortable because everything got in order. And you say, okay, now you learned that. Let's go this way now because I want to teach you a new thing. Because he's always teaching. That's what the Holy Spirit is, right? Isn't the word said that the Holy Spirit is the teacher? So if he's teaching, that means you can't be comfortable because he's always trying to show what? Something new. Amen? Galatians 6. Galatians 6, verse 5. And the word says here, for each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not what? Lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are what? See, I see one thing that happens around this and on this campus and in life. I see believers, they see a sinner out there, they'll do everything to help a sinner. Oh, come on in, we're going to do you, we're going to help you and all this stuff and help build you up and all this. But at the same time, I see them in the household of faith hurting the ones that's in their brothers or sisters, not holding them up, not being available to them. But you're able to help a sinner, but you're not able to help your brother. That's not the way God instructs things. You got to help each other first. So, because when they come into the household, they'll see you in divine order. You're doing things good. You're doing things where they want to stay, where they need, they know this is home. That's the way that operates, because now you're taking care of the house. Then you bring others in that the house is already functioning, well-oiled machine, household of faith. This is what the word says. It's not what David says. All right? This is what I sit behind it. Everyone has a responsibility to make the right choices, to respond to the Holy Spirit. We have the responsibility to give God everything. Be thankful and not anxious. Be thankful and not anxious. Because if you're anxious, you make mistakes. And God's not in anxiousness. He said, and if it happens, if you get anxious and it happens, repent. Repent. Lord, I'm sorry. I made that mistake. Get in line and learn what not to do so you may reap a good harvest from the Lord and not from self. Amen? Are we learning something here? Cool. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 127. I got 8 more pages. Just joking, man. Psalms 127. The household of faith. This is how we overcome. It's by being spirit-filled and being spirit-led. That's a true overcomer. Overcoming the world is wealth and fame. You know, people get rich and they think they overcame. But if they don't have the Spirit of God with them, they're not overcame. Because all, like Kate said, those things can vanish away. Then what you going to do? What you going to do when they all, when everything, what the Bible says that was going is going to happen, what you going to do when you're going to throw the gold out in the street and it's going to worth have no value of nothing? See, you got to be spirit filled that God can show you where the values of things are when everything else runs out. There's a brook of water over there. There's food over there. There's a harvest going over there. There's help over there. But you're not spirit filled and being led, you'll be in a dry place and not knowing where the moistures of everything else is going on. Amen? There's a place when who was that prophet that had Jezebel in his life that ran? What was his name? Huh? Elijah. When Elijah ran, took off, was in the wilderness. God provided for him. Took him to the mountain. He spoke to him. And he said, oh, Lord, I'm all by myself. And God said, man, I got people right. Look over that mountain. Look at all those people I got right there worshiping me. See, the devil make you think you're all by yourself. And there's other people that he has available just waiting for the assignment to come forth. God in his word. We just got to believe. He's the provider, not us. He provides us with the tools. Then we just use what he has, because it's all his anyhow. Amen? Psalms 127 says, unless the Lord builds the house, the labor is vain who builds it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in what? In vain. So you're watching, but you're not doing it through the Lord. You're doing it in vain. Because your Lord is not first. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow. For he who gives his beloved sleep, behold, children are heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. We do that when we come in praise and worship. We clap in our hands, we're fighting, we're warriors. We're fighting, we're waiting for the presence of the Lord. We're putting our hands up and shaking our rump. And dancing with our legs and jumping around. But it's the truth, ain't it? Everything's attached, right? God knows. Right? Happy is the man who is quiver full of them. Hallelujah! They shall not be ashamed. but shall speak with their enemies at the gates. You know what that means? Your enemies won't have a chance against you. You'll sweep them right off your doorsteps. That's what that means. They won't have a place. They can't overcome you, but you overcome them. In due time, it's going to happen. Because if God's for you, who can be against you? Amen? That's the word of God. That's for those who believe and live by what? Faith. Amen? 1 Peter 5, verse 5. I like this scripture because I'm not a younger person no more. I'm a wiser person. You know they say young and dumb? Yeah, we know, because we did a lot of dumb things when we were younger, didn't we? It says, how many of y'all was young and dumb? Don't put your hands up. We all were young. That's right. All right? Verse says, 1 Peter 5 says, in verse 5, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you. I say it again. Yes, all of you. Submit to your elders. Okay? You can have grievance with God when you get to heavens about that one. But Lord, you know what's in that. Yeah, I told you, some going to be hard taskmasters. Some that's going to be like wicked. But I told you, submit to it. Because I was going to teach you something out of it. I was going to guide you how to overcome circumstances, situations, how to value yourself and me, and how to grow up, become mature as a good soldier through hardship, to endure, to fight the good fight of faith, to have the sword, to know how to be a winner, knowing that the battle looked like it's going to be a loss, but you won, just like a football game. Anybody seen a football game? Yeah, you thought I forgot, didn't you? You ever seen a football game and you see the team losing, getting beat up the first half? And some people just turn the TV off and say, man, they lost that game. They washed out, right? And some people are watching the game and you're going through the hurt and pains with the team because it's your favorite team and you're, oh, man, you see that one? Oh, man, they need to get rid of the coach. You know us guys, how we go through our games. Right? Then something happens. One play. Then the next play. Then another play. Then it seems like the team gets together and they start playing together. And they get confidence within themselves. Then the next thing you know, you turn around, they win the game. But it looked like they was like 51 down and won by 52, 51. And then all of a sudden they said, man, that was the greatest game ever. They overcame obstacles and events. And you say, man, I'm glad I didn't turn that game on. That was the best game I've ever seen. And they got encouragement. Next thing you know, they kept pushing each other. That's how our life is. That's our life. We got kicked. We got beat down. It seemed like we could never overcame nothing. People even say, man, you ain't going about nothing. And we believed it because we saw what was like before us. But then something happened. Somebody spoke a good word to us. Somebody encouraged us. Somebody brought us to the right direction. The Lord gave us a good encouragement within our heart. Then we start believing, just a little spark. Then it started becoming a flame. Then it became a big fire. Then nobody could take it out because we seen hope and we believed. Anybody ever been through that? I have. Amen? And you overcame circumstances, situations. Amen? Cool. That's the football game we're talking about. God gave that to me while I was doing this. I was like, wow. So the word says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourself underneath the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus after you have suffered a while. Perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Be humble and repent and keep joy and keep a good attitude. Because attitude brings what? Favor. Amen? Now, we all know Psalms 91, right? Okay. Keep that in your life. Because that protects you and brings you. I was going to read it, but we all read it every morning, don't we? Okay. So read it in the morning and think about overcoming. All right? Let's go to Psalm 144. I'm going to read this real quickly. And it says, blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdued my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hands from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of the great waters from the hands of foreigners, whose mouths speak lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will what? Sing a new song to you, O God. On harps of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you. The one who gives salvation to who? Kings. Who's kings around here? Hallelujah. Huh? Who delivers David, his servant, from his deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hands of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand and his right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be plants grown up in their youth, that our doors may be pillars, sculptures, and palace styles, that our barns may be full. How many more barns full? Amen. Supply all kinds of what? All kinds of produce, not just one. That our sheep may bring forth thousands. And see, he's talking about sheep, but we could turn around to cars, vineyards, houses. You know what I'm saying? Different things that of the modern ages. Because there's a commercial with a guy that gives his genie, right? And he said, I want a million bucks. And he speaks a million bucks and you get a whole bunch of deer. You have to be specific. I thought it was just funny. That our sheep may, see now you'll think about it, right? Sheep bring forth thousands and thousands of sheep filled. Now you understand, right? So we move forward. All right, let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5. Yeah, $1 million. Got to be careful what you pray for too, right? Yeah. You might just get what you don't want. Amen? Okay, I got two scriptures, maybe three, and we'll be finished. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1 says, brethren, concerning the times and the season, brethren, you may have need that I should write to you. For you yourself know perfectly that the days of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as labor pain upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. As we urge, brethren, to recognize those who are laboring among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort And you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourself and all, yourself and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. Give this. This is the will of God. 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 Remember that. This is the will of God and Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from evil form of evil, from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify completely, maybe whole spirit, soul, and body, preserved blameless of things coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He calls you faithful who also will do it. Amen. And let's go to Revelation, and you got one more after that. Okay? Revelation 21. He is faithful to do it. He's faithful. Don't get caught up with the world because the world is passing away. Do not get caught up with the world. Don't think that you're missing anything. Come and tell you something. The world is evil. There's evil out there. If it's not of God, it's evil. Everything out there that looks good isn't going to be there soon. It's going to pass away. So we need to be obtained to the things that God has called you to do. And be grateful that he called you, because he could have called somebody else and gave them an opportunity which you despise of your gift. That happened to somebody's brother, Jacob's brother, didn't it, Esau? Despite the gift that God gave him, and he lost it. Amen? Revelation 21, verse 6 says, "And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable murderer, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I have, as you overcome, you will be known as sons and daughters of God. When you're in the Spirit, you're not under the law. Jesus and Paul were good examples of being filled. Jesus and Paul was good examples. Read their life, and you'll see how they overcame and had to endure. And you'll understand how to endure and overcome. Amen? One more scripture is Romans 8. But Jesus was the prime example. Amen? Paul was second. A far distant second. Romans 8:31. And where it says, "When they shall, what then shall we say to those things if God is for us? Who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet all these things, we are more than what? Conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angel nor principalities, nor powers nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord." So that is how you overcome. You have to go through stuff. I had a thing that I said, and I was going to do a teaching on, you have to go through hell to get to heaven. You have to go through hell to get to heaven. Even Jesus had to go to hell to get back home. And he was the prime example to show us how to get home. Amen? Amen.
Did David do a good job?
That makes me a proud mama. That's my number one son here, Davey. Thank you, Jesus. You know, what David was speaking, there's one more scripture I want you guys to remember. It's in John, and I don't remember exactly where, but it says that by the way we love one another, and this is what David was talking about, in the body, this is how the world will know that we're his disciples. So who wants to become a Christian if Christians can't even love one another? So has anybody here been forgiven of much? I've been forgiven of much. And this is what David's talking about. I know David's been forgiven of much. And I know I've been forgiven of much. So if we've been forgiven of much, it's kind of like the guys in the Bible, that the one was forgiven for a huge debt, and then he held a grudge to the guy that owed him a little bit of money. What happened to him? He was cast into outer darkness, and there was weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. I get so grieved when I see people that have been around and learning by the word. The goal is to not have to be rebuked as you get older and to be taught through the word and mature so that we grab these teachings and we put them into practice for everyday lives. So if we've been forgiven much, and let's say somebody comes back into the fold who's been out there for a while, but oh no, she said something about me on Facebook, or I know he did that, and they're this, and they're that. And you've been forgiven much, and you drive those people out of the house of God? Guess whose blood's on your hands? It's scary stuff, guys. Scary stuff. And the world will know that we're his disciples by how we love one another. Everybody makes mistakes. If you are without sin, you go right ahead and cast that first stone. And I suggest that you keep your opinions to yourself, unless it lines up with this. Nobody needs to know what you think of another believer in the body. Amen? Your opinion does not count, unless it lines up with this. Don't, keep your mouth shut. Amen? So just a little exhortation as we enter into the Thanksgiving season, because as time gets tougher, people are going to be looking for us, for what we have, and we have to be those witnesses. So thank you, David, for a wonderful teaching. Praise God. So, Lord, we just thank you for all you've given us, Lord. We, to whom much is given, much is required. We are responsible for every word we have ever heard in this place. Lord, help us to be ever repentful, ever mindful, Lord, of what we have been taught. Father, always forgiving one another as you have forgiven us. Lord, always looking for the best in people and not the worst. Seeing other people as you see us. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your teaching. We thank you that we have no further to look for things to judge than right here. Thank you for teaching us to judge our own hearts so that we do not have to judge others. We bless you, we thank you, and we so thank you for this Thanksgiving season coming up. I bless your people, Lord. I bless them with revelation of the knowledge of you, revelation of the knowledge of your word, a deeper walk. Father, I ask you that the spirit of repentance fall upon all of us, that we can stay so tight with you, because in your presence is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.
Amen.